following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
So I got to be honest with you guys, it's always weird for me to be up here. I've been sitting there for so long, I feel like I'm one of you guys, obviously, but being on this side and being just getting to see things behind the scenes has just been really cool. So I'm here to give you guys the gossip. I'm gonna tell you guys all that's been happening because I am your people. So today we had an office Christmas party. Awesome. Here's what you need to know about your staff. They love Jesus, and they are a ton of fun. So it was my first office Christmas party, and I didn't really know what to expect. So I knew we were having a white elephant, so I played it safe, you know, nothing too crazy. And we played a little game to determine who gets what gift. And I'm sitting there, and we're opening gifts one by one, and there's like gift cards and candles and pillows and just all these wonderful presents. And then it comes to me, and I'm digging in. I'm opening it up, right? And what do I see? Maybe you can't see it very well, but it's a ponytail. A patch of hair is what I got. To be fair, it is from Star Wars. It is a Padawan hairband, which is cool because I've been asking the Lord for hair, so he gave it to me. But here's the problem. The cruelty of this present. It has a clip. In order for me to wear it, I must have hair. So sometimes, you know, you just don't really get the gift that you want. And it's good for you guys to know, too, because this Christmas, some gifts are going to be awesome, and then you're going to get a gift where you're just going to have to smile and just go with it. But that's okay, because 2,000 years ago, you and I have received the greatest gift humanity has ever seen. Go ahead and open up your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Mary has just given birth. Jesus is lying in a manger. He's wrapped up in swaddling clothes. And then let's read from verse 8. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. Now, there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, how cool is this? An angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, you guys want to say this with me? "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Woe, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that is coming to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen and was told to them. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you that you have given us the greatest gift that we could have possibly dreamed of, Lord, asked for, imagined, but it's absolutely the birth of your son is exactly what each one of us needs, Father. We thank you so much for that, Lord. And in this crazy, crazy time, Lord, crazy season, may we always remember the wonderful gift that you gave us, Lord, in Jesus' name, Amen. I like to picture myself up on that field with the shepherds. And I think it's got to be a really good night for them, right? There are good nights. You don't lose any sheep, right? There's no wolves. But then there are like epic nights. This night was epic. Started off maybe a little bit slow, kind of boring. Here they are. They're out by themselves. It's getting late. They're outside the city, right? Maybe they could see the twinkling lights, right? Not electricity, but, you know, candles and lamps and stuff. And they're under the stars. And things are winding down. And all of a sudden, boom, there's an angel. Angels in the Bible are usually described as terrifying, right? Jeff told us when he was teaching Awe and Wonder, he showed us that when angels show up, they showed up typically for judgment. And now angels, when they come, they're terrifying. They're bright white like lightning. They're glowing in the dark. No doubt these shepherds would cover their faces and fall on their faces. Now, we don't know much about these guys other than their profession. These guys were shepherds. Now, when we think of shepherds, I don't know about you guys, but I tend to think of them as being like a noble profession, right? I associate shepherds with Jesus, the good shepherd. That is not the case in ancient biblical days. They were not considered noble. They were actually looked down upon. They were considered low class. They were always dirty. You didn't want to shake their hand or touch them because they're always out in the field. They're always around animals. They have to clean up the sheep and after the sheep. They also had a less than stellar reputation. See, let's just say that they would move around from place to place, and sometimes, by accident, of course, they would confuse your stuff with their stuff. These guys were nobodies. They were nobodies. And yet the Lord chose them to reveal this great and wonderful gift to the world. He sends this angel to give them the incredible news that Jesus has been born. Now, the angel starts off and says, "Don't be afraid." Good advice, because they were panicking. "I'm here to give you really good news that's going to be a source of great joy for you and for all people." Can anyone say amen to that? Has Jesus done anything for you in your life that you're thankful for? Yes, exactly, yeah. And then the angel says, "Born to you, born to you." He's talking right to the shepherds, and he says, "Born to you." Born to me? My wife isn't pregnant. That's such a strange thing to say to someone. You're going to have a baby. Some lady and her husband that you've never met just had a child, and I want you to know that that child is yours. You have a claim to him. You have a stake. You are his, and he is yours. Unto you a child is born. Do you guys see how incredibly personal that gift is? The Lord saw exactly what the shepherds needed and what you need and what I need and what the rest of mankind needs, past, present, and future. And he says, "I have the perfect, perfect gift." And because he loves us and he thinks of us and he wants the best for us, he says, "I'm going to send my son to ultimately die for us." And that's the beauty of this gift. It's personal, right? For everyone. And it's exactly what we need. And what is it that we need? We need peace. All of a sudden, more angels show up. And I wish I was there. Like, you read the Bible and it's like, okay, I want to be there for the Red Sea parting, right? I want to be there this night. I want to see a multitude of angels showing up and just, I'm thinking they're dancing. They're having a great time, right? They're singing, they're praising, they're worshiping, right? And what are they saying? Exactly what we read together, right? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. This child was going to bring peace. This child's name is Prince of Peace. And he brings peace, not between man and man necessarily, but between man and God, between us and the Lord. That's the gift. It's a personal present, and it's also a present of peace. Our sins separate us from God, every one of us. And because of that sin, because of that separation, we need a Savior. Amen. The Jews thought that Jesus was going to come and save them from the Romans. They thought that he was going to give them relief from their circumstances. A lot of times we think the same thing. We need the Lord to answer a prayer. We need the Lord to do this. We need the Lord to do that. And maybe when he doesn't, we build some distance there. We have to take matters into our own hands. But what God was doing was so much bigger than the Romans. And it's the same with us. What God is doing in our lives is so much bigger than our circumstances. Bigger than our finances, bigger than our health, bigger than the politics that are going on, bigger, bigger, bigger. Our sins separate us from God, and God is on it. So, pack your bags, we're going to heaven. No matter what craziness is thrown our way, don't ever lose sight of the fact that this is temporary. It's only for a season. Sometimes as we're driving home, it's not sometimes, it's like all the times in Southern California, we hit traffic, right? Sometimes these circumstances, it's nothing more than a red light. It's nothing more than bumper to bumper. Sometimes it's an accident even. But ultimately, we find our way home. I'm going to leave you with this. Tim Brown of Calvary Chapel, Fremont. Do you guys know him? No? Okay. You're going to know him now. He penned this in regards to the birth of Christ. He said, "No one knew it was Christmas Eve. Only one star was twinkling, but only a few foreigners bundled themselves up to follow that Christmas light. The greatest choir ever assembled was singing, but only a few shepherds in the wilderness had tickets. And though they saw the light and heard the music, the wise men and the shepherds had no idea what any of this meant. How could they? No gifts were being exchanged. No hugs were given. If hope was in the air, no one felt it. This was joy to the world, yet the world in solemn stillness lay. No one knew it was Christmas Day. The equivalent of 1,000 suns crashed into our planet. Yet no one felt a thing. No sirens went off. No alarms were rung. There was no rushing wind or reverberations in the earth, and no oceans rising above their levels. How silently the wondrous gift is given. The Roman army didn't march. The Sanhedrin didn't gather, nor did the philosophers ponder. The sun kept shining. The flowers kept growing, and the rivers continued their pilgrimage to the sea. Yet everything had changed. One was born who would undo the curse far as the curse is found. The kingdom of darkness shuddered. Sin met its match. Death shook. Hell quivered. The grave chewed its fingernails. The devil gnawed his tongue. The gift given so silently on that first Christmas morning didn't remain wrapped in swaddling silence. The rise of that voice began to shatter the kingdom of darkness and give hope to the kingdom of men. demons and disease, wind and waves, blind eye and broken limb bowed before him. The voice was heard in Jerusalem and then grew loud enough to be heard in Judea. Those in Samaria heard the rising volume of the voice, and then it exploded to the uttermost parts of the earth. Today, the roar of the Lion of the tribe of Judah reaches every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. And though the heathen rage against the Lord and against his Christ, they can't stop Christmas from engulfing our planet, obliterating the curse and bringing salvation to all who call upon the name of the Lord. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and even under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you, Lord, for giving your Son, Lord, that Jesus would leave the glory, the riches of his throne in heaven and come down and be attacked, be tempted, suffer and die for us, Lord, is amazing. Amazing that we would have a king that would serve us. Amazing that we would have a king that would die for us. Lord, this isn't just about presents or trees. Lord, this is about your plan for us to be united with you for all eternity. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.